Hey y'all, it's B Rose Marie here. Welcome to the first session of the podcast. Get your mind right, get your heart together, and get ready to open up. Let's get into it. All right. Thank you for joining me today. This was not a planned podcast day, but I just posted. And if any of you follow me, a lot of you know that I post mostly a lot of content on my Instagram page. And generally, I do it at different times because I'm more so inspired by the inspiration that I get in my prayer time and meditation time. And so that's pretty much how I go about posting. And so just now, I posted a post that says, and it's inspired by God. It says, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be obedient. And so one of the things in the moment that I was thinking about, you know, is this whole perfectism. And I won't go into culture. God knows we all can go into culture on this one quote and talk about how culture is just all about perfection and social media. But for a second, I mean, I think we need to take an inward look at ourselves because we all collectively make up the culture. And in some ways, you may not put these emphasis on other people, but think about how you put the emphasis of perfection on yourself. You know, a lot of us are very hard on yourself. And I talked about that in a podcast before or to come, whichever one is uploaded first by the inspiration of God. The idea of putting so much pressure on yourself to be perfect. And God began to really speak to me in that moment, or rather to show me my own reflection and how I am constantly putting this pressure of perfection on myself, thinking that, you know, I can earn my way into a place or a thing. And one thing that my aunt always preaches, and it's actually in the Bible. I'm sorry, I can't give you the scripture because this is completely impromptu, but it actually says, God adds the increase. So that's basically saying no matter what you do or how you do it, you know, how many posts you make a day, how much money you put into it, you know, even if you put more money into it than your opponents or less, rather, God is the one that adds the increase. God will give you the exposure. God will give you the background that you need to get to where you're going. God will give you the resources of people and time and money. God adds those increases, and we cannot work ourselves into places. But why do I continually do that? Why do we continually do that? We're always working extra hard to try to see if we can get there. You know, we have this stay hungry generation. We have this I'll sleep when I die generation. And to an extent, it's wonderful to be motivated and want to persevere and want to work hard. But there is a place where you must rest in the Lord and rest in the comfort of knowing you have a God who makes things happen for you, who causes you to prosper. And so that quote that God gave me, you know, I'm not asking you to be perfect. God really started to speak to me. And anytime he speaks to me, then I know anyone else who's around me needs to hear the message. God is telling you today, you do not have to be perfect. He did not create you to be in this world to be perfect. He created you to be obedient to him. See what perfection says, I trust and believe in myself that I can do it all just right. I believe that I can do it all just right. And if I just make one simple slip up, I am going to torment myself because I have put this expectation on myself, this impossible expectation on myself that I should be perfect. And that is simply ludicrous. Like, that is not true. No one makes it through this life without feeling some type of pressure and most of the time, or many of the times, caving into it. But you know what obedience says? It's like a child. You know, when my son anytime I give him directions, you know, and he constantly asks me these questions about why do I have to put on a seatbelt? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do that? You know, all I want to say is, Kenneth, now I do explain myself, but all I want to say in that moment is, Kenneth, just trust me. It's for your good. It's for your safety. I know you don't get it. I know you don't understand it. I know this is hurting you. I know this is irritating you. I know this is bothering you, but I am just looking out for what's best for you because I want you to get wherever you're going safely. And I believe that that's what God is saying to us in this hour. He's saying, look, I'm over the whole perfection game. I am over it. I never required it. You did. Now, if you're ready to get over it, let's go. Get over that. I would not place these things on you that you're incapable of fulfilling. And see, the one of the things that we have to come to terms with is that we're not perfect. But you know the beauty in that? Once you can admit that I am not perfect, there is a grace that takes over your lives. And so you just say, God, I'm not perfect, but you are. Your plans are perfect for my life. And I don't understand most of it or some of it or a little bit of it. I look out and I don't get why I'm here. I look out and I don't get why my life looks like this. I look out and I don't even recognize it. But God, you know exactly where I am. You know how many hairs I have on my head, the exact amount. You knew me before I was in my mother's womb. You knew what I was going to go through even before I thought about doing it. You knew that I was going to be disobedient before I even did it, before it even entered my mind to do it. You know, and so being obedient and submitting to his perfect way. And what does that look like? That looks like every day, just surrendering again. Every day, just saying, God, okay, I surrender to you again. You know, this song came up in my mind as I was really getting this. And I mean, this is fresh off of the presses, honey. This song by my uncle, my great uncle. And I think this is a song that a lot of the elderly around him when he was young repeated, and he picked it up. And I mean, he just passed it along to all of the family. And he is deceased. He was like a general of our entire family. My great uncle, Elder Ezekiel Grant. I have to pay honor to him in this moment. And I began to weep when I thought about this song, not just because he'd gone on, but because I realized all of the lessons that I was taught unknowingly. Me being in church, and every men's Sundays, I don't know which one it was, but I do remember them marching into the church house, a little small white church, Faith Temple, walking in with a lot of love, walking into the church, the men. And I can remember him singing Step by Step. I'm not going to sing it, but he would say, Step by step, we'll make this journey, even though our way seems hard. Step by step, we'll make this journey, but we must put our trust in God. And we know that the scripture says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, it doesn't say very much around there to me. It just says that man, you know why he's good? Just because he keeps following the orders. That's it. I'm sure he's tripped. I'm sure he's dipped. But, you know, I believe if God gives any credit at all, I believe that credit will lie and can lie in the steps that you try to make, even if you slip and fall. I believe that. This is why God knows our heart. And so I feel the burden of a lot of people who are trying to be perfect and just trying to live this life without making slip ups and without making mess ups. Now, I'm not saying that you should go and do everything you want to do. That's not a slip up. That's a choice. But being perfect is impossible. There are some things that you really can't prevent. And I think that God wants you to know, I want your obedience. Not because he wants to condemn you. That's not what obedience is about. Obedience to him is about trusting him. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to yield to him because he wants to know that you believe that his plans are great for you. You believe that he truly loves you. You believe that he's not trying to do things to hurt you and harm you. You believe that he has a perfect plan and a destiny for your life. And you believe that blessings are coming your way. You believe that you will be greater today than you was yesterday. You believe these things. You believe that he wants your family to be blessed. That's what obedience is. I don't do things. I don't listen to people unless I believe in them. When's the last time you took the advice of somebody who you didn't believe in? I don't think that that's a good thing. I only take advice and follow the orders or steps of a person who I believe in. How much more should I do with God? I want to listen to him. You should want to. We have to want to listen to him and depend on him. Sometimes the way will be hard, as the song says. But we must put our trust in God. Your blessings are in your yielding, in your obedience to God. I don't know who this is for, but I feel you so heavily. Your blessings and everything you've been searching for outside of the will of God is inside of the will of God, and it's calling you. The reason why you're being called to obedience in this moment is because God is thrusting you into your future. Obedience to God yields results that no man has ever seen before. No eyes have seen, no ear have heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the good things that God has in store for those who love him. Submit to him. He wants to give you great things and the desires of your heart. But the way to get there is by yielding to the one who loves you. So I pray that this blessed you tonight. This was an impromptu podcast. I didn't expect to be putting this out right now, but you know, God's plans are perfect. His plans are perfect. Okay, so let's yield. And I'm going to do a prayer before we get off here. Father God, Lord God, we come to you. Lord, I thank you for every person who is under the sound of my voice right now. Father God, I pray, first of all, and thank you for bringing them here. Father God, thank you for the connection that they have to you. God, thank you for the love that you've bestowed on us to love us so much that you would send us the word at any point in time. Lord God, I pray that there be peace in everyone's home, God. Peace in our mind, God. Peace in our heart. God, Father God, we want to trust you more. We want to love you more. God, increase our relationship. Increase the love that we feel for you, God. Father God, help us to feel your love more vibrantly, Lord God. Father God, help us to spread your love more vibrantly. Let us love you, God, and let us open our hearts so that your love may saturate our lives. Father God, bless us with an ear to hear what you have to say to us, Lord God. Let us see you in every area of our lives, even in the things that we do not understand. And Father God, I am praying for a protection around each one of them, their children, their families, Lord God. Father God, I am praying for health. I am praying for wealth and wholeness, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that every single thing that the enemy has sent after them to try to hurt them, to try to bring them down, shall not prevail, God. Father God, that they shall go in the way that you have called them to go, God, and do the things that you have called them to do. Nothing greater, nothing less, God. Let them be on your path, God. In the name of Jesus, let your righteousness be known in their lives for all to see, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your glory, God. And Lord God, we pray that you get the glory out of our lives every single day, God. In this moment, we give you another yes, God. As my mentor would say, we give you another eternal yes, God. In the name of Jesus and Lord God, we submit to you today. Thank you, Lord. You deserve all the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining, guys. I pray that you receive from this. All right. You have a good evening or day. Bye-bye. Hey guys, thank you so much for being you. Thank you so much for tuning in and thank you so much for opening up your heart. Definitely follow me on social media at b.rose_marie. I don't know what the future is going to hold, but I'm surely excited and I hope that you are. Have a wonderful day and remember that you really are blessed. All right, bye-bye.